This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. There are a lot of sore arms among police officers, firefighters, and EMTs in Massachusetts this evening. Today was the first day first responders got coronavirus vaccinations. They're the third and latest priority group to be offered vaccines in the state. As WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports, this stage of the rollout signals what's ahead for the rest of us.
Every 15 minutes, starting at 8 a.m. this morning, Needham first responders walked into the Rosemary Rec Center overlooking a town lake.
Well, everyone has signed up previously online, so
Kathleen Brown, a Medical Reserve Corps volunteer, stands behind a registration table.
I take their name, I check them off on the list, I check their ID as well, and then I explain to them the type of vaccine they'll be getting. We have a QR code you can scan that takes you to the Moderna website, and we have some information on participating in a study with the CDC.
Brown, an environmental health scientist most workdays, says she's trying not to cry as she thinks about what the vaccines represent, an end to the misery of the pandemic.
Well, I say congratulations as people head in to get their shot. I feel like we should have a marching band outside or a socially distanced and masked chorus singing for them. So, it's pretty exciting.
Brown directs officers, some in uniform, others not, into a high-ceilinged Parks and Rec hall. Now, the left side is lined with makeshift vaccination stations.
I am Hannah Burnett. I'm one of the public health nurses working for the town of Needham.
Burnett and her team ask a few questions and deliver a shot, all in about 6 minutes. Everyone gets a card that proves they've had a first dose.
And then this is super important that we give them. This tells them the name of the vaccine and the lot number. We fill in the date, and then they have to bring this back when they come back for the second one.
Burnett also hands each recipient a slip of paper with the time they need to remain in the room. It's a 15-minute wait for most people, 30 minutes if you have a history of allergic reactions. This hall typically holds 100 people, but only 20 or so during COVID.
We could probably give the shots faster, but we don't want to have too many people inside.
Tim McDonald, the director of Health and Human Services in Needham, says finding enough well-ventilated space to accommodate mass vaccinations as even more people become eligible may be tricky for some towns.
You'd think, oh, the high school has plenty of parking, or the high school has the biggest campus or something. But high school is going to be going on while we're trying to vaccinate all those groups.
Needham will likely shift to the town's senior center. It has a large parking lot for cars and for vaccine recipients who could be monitored outside.
That gets a lot easier when it gets warmer, right? When we don't have to keep people inside, but we could have them sit outside in a parking lot in chairs, because that's not going to be possible for a few months.
McDonald says he's not planning drive-through clinics as a few towns are, but he is planning for traffic control when Needham ramps up from the 40 vaccinations today to 500 or so a day in the spring. The vaccine will be delivered in centralized locations because it is fragile and can't be moved much.
The overview was basically treat it like a Fabergé egg or something, you know, put a lot of bubble wrap and things around it and be very careful as you transport it.
In addition, the Moderna vaccine, the one being given to first responders, must be used within 6 hours after a vial is open. Each vial contains 10 doses, so clinics schedule carefully in 10-person increments. Needham had a few openings as of this morning.
We will not waste anything. Absolutely not. And this is slightly glib. We will go up to Sudbury Farms and find someone who looks like they're 75 and we will stick it in their arm.
There are police and fire departments across the state where half of the staff may decline this first offer of vaccination, but not Needham. Fire Chief Dennis Condon says he expects 90% or more of his staff will sign up.
I haven't heard anyone say they're not getting it.
Condon says the shot didn't hurt at all. His main concern is that the vaccine isn't getting out fast enough. The latest numbers show Massachusetts has delivered less than half of the vaccines received to date.
I wish the process moved quicker. The sooner we get out of this, the better, I think, for everybody.
I'm very excited.
Needham Police Officer Matthew Dukas has lost family members to COVID.
So that kind of adds to my excitement for being able to protect not only myself, but other people as well.
Needham and other municipalities are full speed ahead now. They expect to assist with group homes starting next week. Then soon, all residents 75 or older, essential workers, and so on into the spring, when the state says vaccinations will be available to all of us. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.